This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This is the BBC.
Well, thank you for downloading this edition of Cook the Perfect. For more information, go to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4. I had a very pleasant surprise recently when my son came round and cooked a beer and ale pie. I'd never cooked with beer before or indeed tasted anything with beer in it, but it was a very tasty supper. So how do you know what kind of beer to use and what goes well with it? Well, Melissa Cole is the author of The Beer Kitchen. Melissa, what inspired you to write a whole book about cooking with beer?
Annoyance. That's so much of my career has started out as. It was actually purely, I was reading a magazine and there was this gorgeous flaky pastry, tumbling, gravy-covered beef coming out and said, steak and ale pie. And I got to the recipe and it said beer. I was like, what now? Beer, just beer, any beer. And I'd been writing about beer for quite some time at that point, and I was just infuriated by it, because I knew that the total differences in flavours in beer would make a huge difference to the end product.
I'm an idiot, aren't I? I called it a beer and ale pie. I meant a steak and ale pie. I am a fool.
That's all right. Never mind. I do that all the time.
Steak and ale pie is what we're talking about. Now, that is the famous dish. Mm. What beer would you use for a steak and ale pie?
Personally, I'd use something like an old ale or a really strong, very fruity, low bitterness, strong beer.
And how did it become a tradition to cook beer and beef?
I would love to give you the answer to that, but I couldn't possibly tell you. I think it's probably because actually cattle was domesticated about a very long time before beer even came on the scene, and naturally is something that people are producing, and you know, they go side by side. It was long before viniculture came about.
But you've got an amazing range of dishes in the book. Fish, apple crumble, hummus, yep. For instance. What does beer add to all of those things, particularly apple crumble?
Well, the beer that I use in that is actually an apple and vanilla beer. So what it does is it amplifies that apple-y flavour. And that was very much the mission statement, is that I'm not just going to include beer as a gimmick, because that would be very easy to do. It'd be very easy to flick my hair, say, yay, I'm a female beer writer. Look, I'm really great in the kitchen as well. And that was very much not what I wanted to do. It's very much about, does this add something? What's the science behind it? How can I explain this to people so that if they can't get those exact beers that I'm recommending, then I'm arming them with enough information that they can go out and they can seek out their own versions.
Now, you combine cheese with beer rather than wine, and mm-hmm. we have got a little selection here. Now, listen, I'm going to warn you. I'm going to talk to some school children this afternoon. There is no way I am going to go to that school smelling of beer.
That right. seems
so
perfectly reasonable.
I will sniff at yep. the beers that you brought and possibly taste the cheese. But can you explain what we've actually
Absolutely.
Got here?
So I'm just going to move over. So what we've got here is we've got a range of cheeses, which I shall just do a little unveil of there. So what I've done is I've thought about, and this is one of the things that you do when you're thinking about beer and food pairing. So I've thought about how it is that what you need to do is you need to think about what the complementary flavours are. So what I've got here is I've got some feta for you. And then we've also got a cucumber beer.
Now,
the amazing thing about this beer, as I throw cheese all over the desk, is that it's also made with lactobacillus to give it some sourness. There we go. So that sourness, that lactobacillus, of course, is also what makes yogurt. And if you think about all of these things, there's some complementary flavours, and then there's that fresh contrasting note of the cucumber that will give you that nice sort of almost sort of...
Oh, gosh, you can smell the cucumber in it.
Yeah.
I'll have a nibble of the cheese, please.
No problems.
Louise.
Yeah, so actually this has come all the way from New Zealand. Ooh. So it's from Eight Wide Brewery, who make beautiful beers down in New Zealand.
Who'd have thought you'd put cucumber in it? Oh, I'm so tempted to drink it because it smells really
lovely.
It's very
low ABV. And it doesn't smell like beer. Have I not got you?
No. I'm thinking of those children.
No, it seems very reasonable. Think of the children, think
so
of the children.
The next,
so the next one is some aged Gouda, which I love with Fuller's Vintage, which actually, this is the same year that I got you to drink when you tried your very first ever alcoholic drink on air last time.
And I know. We all know what happened then.
I thought you were wonderful.
Smells good as well.
Yeah.
Now, that's a quite strong, dark beer.
It is, yeah. So it's an 8.5% beer. So, and it's actually designed to age. And one of the things that people don't understand very much about beer is that certain beers will age beautifully. So this is actually from 2013. So this is actually in really good peak drinking condition at the moment.
Is that the sort of thing that you might use for that steak and ale pie? Is that the sort of flavour you'd be looking for?
If you have multiple bottles already kicking around, then yes, but that actual particular one is currently being retailed on the Fuller's site for around about £300. So,
okay, don't waste
it. Don't waste it. I'm pretty sure that the whole of the studio back there is just waiting to leap on that when we're done.
And what's the last one?
So this is one thing that I love at the moment with breweries and beer is actually people are going back into history. So this is a Manchester brewery, Beer Nouveau, who joined up with Truman's. Now, Truman's has been resurrected in London after many years of not being around at all. So this is the number one barley wine that they've done together. And that's...
Barley wine, we used to drink that when we were students.
Yeah. So it's... I'll be honest with you. Yeah, this is a beautiful, beautiful beer, and then a lovely
really
bit of
good.
Bit of Stilton with it. You know, really good quality Stilton, and you've got this lovely sort of confluence of these wonderful ripe Venus flavours, which is amazing because there is no wine in barley wine, and you've got these beautiful Venus flavours and almost sort of muscadet characteristics coming through, and all of these lovely sort of honeyed warm tones, and then against that lovely sort of earthy, salty Stilton, it works beautifully.
All right, you've convinced me.
I made myself hungry if it helps.
Yeah, go on, have some cheese. Have a sip of the beer. You'll be fine on it because you're used to it. And women used to be the Brewsters, didn't they?
Yes.
What about now?
It's changing, I'm pleased to say. There are a lot more women coming into the industry. It's very much been about the fact that representation has always been very important, as we know, in any kind of industry. I'm very proud to say that I've been one of the people leading the charge on getting more representation for women in the industry, and also for female drinkers to actually not be told they're ladettes when they have a beer, or, cool, you're only having a half, and, you know, sort of take all of that nonsense out of it and actually say, do you know what, do you like what's in your glass? Great, drink it. That's one of the things that I'm a big fan of.
And when it comes to cooking, I mean, we have the term beer, mm-hmm. we have the term ale, mm-hmm. we have the term lager. Mm-hmm. How are those three different for culinary purposes?
It's easier to think about all beer as beer these days, frankly. But for culinary purposes, the main thing that you need to worry about is bitterness. So if you have a very, very bitter beer, you either use it very, very sparingly late on, or you don't use it at all, because bitterness is the very last thing that you taste on your palate, and that will be your very last memory of that dish. And it's horrible.
What's your favourite dish from the book? Because I was really surprised that you could do fish with beer,
yeah.
For instance.
I love the moule marinière, or the moule à la bière, sorry, has always been one of my go-tos. I love that because I like the little bit of lava bread in there as well, which is one of those sort of native things that people don't know an awful lot about. It's basically boiled up seaweed. But honestly, probably, I'd have to say it's got to be the reimagining of my mum's spag bol. So, I know, I was terrified. It took me about 8 goes to actually get it written down. I ended up actually having to get my husband to watch over me in the kitchen and say, no, what did you do there? I need to write it down because I've done it. She taught me. I've changed it and now make it with beer.
What beer did you put in your
It's a German Hefeweizen because there's a fermentation characteristic which elevates the tomato flavour.
Melissa Cole, thank you very much indeed for being with us again.
Thank you.
And the book is The Beer Kitchen.
It is.
Thank you. You can download any edition of Cook the Perfect by going to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.